This is a Pinball News production.
Well, first of all, thanks for everybody for coming out. We only got a little bit of time here, so we're going to assume that some people have seen most of the things about our game so far. We can touch down on the easier stuff first, the new things. You know, a lot of you have seen our login system with the game we have, where it saves, you know, your progress and your stats, and you can check them against your friends and things like that.
This is Kevin, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Kevin. Sorry, guys. Other than that, we have a lot of new ideas going into gameplay. We're really trying to make this the most player-oriented game that we can. There's a lot of deep rule sets that we've never really seen before, and we're just trying to expand upon that to the point of where it can still be accessible to new people, but still kind of... If it's the only game in your house, you'll still be able to get years worth of use out of it without ever getting bored with it. We put a lot of design into some really awkward assemblies that...
I put a lot of time into some awkward assemblies because he couldn't decide. He knew what he wanted, and I became the standby engineer of, hey, make this out of that parts bucket. And let's just order those parts. That'll do it. No. Just make
used
it.
Used parts bucket.
Used parts bucket from like a sorcerer from a barn.
It was a yard.
Even better.
But we have something we are really excited to share today. You guys probably don't know who this is to my right. His name is James Dubay. And this is kind of what everybody's been waiting for. We have a brand new art sample of a couple of sections of Playfield to show off.
No pressure, James.
Yeah, no pressure. I don't really know much what to say about this except for we can flip. This is the one, yeah. We can flip this up here. So hold this up a little bit. So you can get at least an idea from where you're sitting about the art direction we're going with the Playfield on this. Of course, this will be at the booth. You can come and just eye it up and tear it down all you want. Of course. We also brought a couple of his other samples here just to kind of show off a little bit.
Some ideas of different stuff. Show you some of the depth, the texture, and some of the layering that will go into this. I mean, I'm not, rather than sit here and try to inadequately describe artworks, it's easier to see it, so feel free to stop by, because like I said, it's inadequate and awkward trying to describe artworks. It's easier to see. There's a lot on the playing field. There's a lot that has to go into it yet. There's a lot going on with the game. The mechanics, the modes, the playing field, all trying to have a fit and a flow to it so it goes together and it makes a complete game that's enjoyable aesthetically and in terms of the artwork, the gameplay. So it's been a challenge. It's been fun. It's been frustrating. We're making progress. Except there's some other basic layout stuff that shows what's not there in a little lesser detail, so feel free to stop by. Look forward to it.
And, of course, he's got his whole portfolio here for you guys to pick through, too, if you feel so inclined. Other than that, what else do we want to cover?
I don't know. This is we kind of talked about it, and we decided we were going to do this sort of like a fireside chat, sort of more questions from you guys than us sitting up here droning on and on for half an hour and then just rushing out and everyone rushing the booth. We figured it'd be easier just to have you guys ask us questions that you have about the Predator rather than us try and answer questions that we think you might have. So he's already got a question.
You take the first part. Is part okay. Number two. The first question, that Michigan poster that you got over there, is that Madness?
That's it's just a Michigan. I'm a Michigan State grad, so it's just a Michigan State theme that I did as a Spartan alumni.
So if I said that's not Madness, this is Sparta.
Okay, I get it.
All right, number two. The real question is, how the heck did you get a license from 20th Century Fox?
You got to call them.
Everything starts with a phone call. It actually literally started by looking around the back of the DVD cases we had until we found a phone number. And you'd be surprised what you get at the other end of licensing, please.
Initially, it was funny initially because the guy, you could hear how much starch the guy had in his collar when we were talking to him about it. And he kept saying, no, it just came out. And we're going, what? No, 1987 Predator, not 2009 Predators. And he just, oh. And all of a sudden he was wearing flip-flops and a beach towel, you know, he's just real relaxed. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's doable. It's like, okay, cool, because we want to do one based off the good movie, not that stuff. You know, that's my opinion.
If
okay.
Fox asked, he never said that.
I didn't. But he's the president, so he'll get in trouble.
And I didn't say that either. Go ahead.
So can you tell us who's on this team?
Who's on the team? This is about it, really, as far as the development process. I designed the game, initially.
Initially, yeah.
I designed it, and I code it, and he had to redesign everything I designed wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he built most of the engineering stuff, like the assemblies and things. And we got James over here doing the artwork to bring it together.
Kind of similar to their process. Had a few ideas we kicked around, started with the general layout, and then when I talked to these guys, had some modifications to the game. And they critiqued and modified what I'm doing, so we kind of go through an iterative process of revising and modifying as we go, and it's evolving, and then it's getting there.
Yeah, we got a couple other guys. As far as like the dev process, this is really us, but you know, it goes a lot deeper than that. We try and get as many local people involved as we can. We have a couple local companies supplying our plastics and doing a lot of our fabrication stuff. We actually got an old friend of mine, raise your hand there, Craig. Craig Arndt, lifetime woodworker. He's building our cabinets. We're told that they're better than something you can sit in, so I don't know. I don't know woodwork. He just says that everything's really expensive and super nice, so after that, it's just good to me. And my guy Steve back there, raise your hand. He's kind of our shop guy. He helps everything helps make sure everything gets built properly after Craig drops a cabinet off. And other than that,
quality control.
Right, there's a good word for it. More like the man with the whip.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Don't give him a whip.
No. I'll be a whip. Well, thanks for that.
All right, anything else? There we go.
So since it's a limited run production, when did you come up, or how did you come up with the number of how many you were actually going to build?
All I can really say about that is it has a lot to do with the licensing. There's certain minimums and maximums you're supposed to keep in check when you do these things, and that falls into one of those categories. That's really all they let me talk about.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, what he said. Who else? We get questions all day at the booth. Don't be shy.
What's your next game?
Oh, okay. I'll assume that's aimed at me because you named me head of research and development.
I'll
so,
develop something.
Well, I'm working on developing something. And yes, we do have another game planned for After Predator. Yes, I can tell you what it is after Predator's done and released. And all of them are built.
Yeah,
but
a big
that's
thing.
Him. I would love to tell you, but he's cracking the whip.
Steve's whip.
It's Steve's whip. He's cracking Steve's whip for him, so he's telling me not to.
Well, can you at least tell us if it was a license game and if you already got that license?
We can tell you that...
it's humorous.
Yeah, the theme we're taking...
It's a very left turn from the seriousness, matureness of Predator, I think. It's still got a lot of adult humor in it, just not as dark as Predators.
I like that. Let's leave that alone. All right, any other... There we go.
Is there going to be an I Ain't Got Time to Bleed mode?
There's not a mode for it. We've actually been taking this one really close. We keep putting that sound bite in other places, and we keep taking it back out because we never think that's good enough for it. It was initially the obvious choice is ball save, but I like to think I don't hear ball save enough, so I'm trying to move it around and try and find a better place for it. It's going to be there, it's just not right now.
Yeah, we've been working on placement of it in different modes, and we just can't seem to find the one where we're happy with it at, and it's just like, that sounds forced. Oh, you don't hear it enough, you know, it's like you hear it too much, and we haven't found the balance of the right spot for it on Predator yet, but it will be in the game.
These are my favorite questions. I never knew how many people like loved Predator so much because we sit down with this movie and all these other people and things going on that revolve around it, and you know, we just now got to the point where we can throw these quotes out, and you know, people off the top of their head would just be like, "Is this call out in there?" And I had to stop and think, like, "Yeah, I think I used that," or "Where was that?" You know, there's a point in the show where Dylan Carl Weathers' character picks up a piece of paper and says, "Goddamn jackpot." How did I miss that?
We honestly missed that.
Yeah, we had to go back and look. It's holy. It really is there. And it's just some guy had off the top of his head on a forum.
And, of course, we were pretty embarrassed about that one missing.
How many times have you watched this movie in, like, the past, I don't know, 3 months?
Oh, in the past 3 months? Wow. How many two-hour spaces are in 3 months? It's
a lot.
It's enough.
More than, but...
That's weird. We hadn't really watched it so many times. Like, it's not like I grew up just going, Predator, Predator. We watched, I've seen it a couple times. Like, maybe 10 in my life before this. But afterwards, we started doing the process, and we had to watch it 9 times. And every time we get a new mode going, we kind of have to watch the whole thing again to see what else ties back from the beginning into where you're doing. So I'm pretty familiar with the show now.
Yeah, because... Kevin's one of those guys that's like, come up with something, milk this franchise for all it's worth. We're paying for it, so make it worth it. And I'm like, all right.
Hold on.
Oh, that's the big one. We are doing our own play fields. We have a local guy doing the CNC work for us, and another local company that's doing we're trying out a new playfield laminate system as opposed to your normal diamond plate or clear coat. I don't know. Did you know what the process is called? Did it have a name? Whatever it is, it's really hardcore. They say it's military grade. It can withstand bombs. So
Don't put a bomb or grenade inside your Predator. Other things will go, I promise. Don't do that.
But it's coming together real nice. We got a test laminate on our whitewood in the exhibition hall right now. It's holding up really well. The production time. I keep telling myself that I'm really hoping to hit. I want to get at least one or two games out by Christmas. But you can just say naysay right now. We're really, really trying. But it's optimistic. It'll at least be early of next year at the latest. You're not going to be waiting until 2014 for a game. But it might be 2013. But it should still be cold by the time you get your game.
That's the plan, and we're working on our logistics, shipping and getting our parts from suppliers and cabinets and play fields done and all that fun stuff. And we've been making calls and working on that and getting Predator ready for this show. And if you've been by the booth, you've probably seen the underbelly of it. But it's part of the process. But we're working on that. We plan to have production done during year 2013. It shouldn't hopefully run over into 2014.
Hopefully when it's still nice out.
Yes, hopefully sometime when you can walk around in shorts when it's warm, not walk around in shorts like me when it's cold. So... You're looking at them.
Yeah. We're going to be personally assembling as many as we can. And like I said, our big guy Steve there, he's overseeing most of the actual production. We have a bunch of guys on hand that are just waiting for the go-ahead. What is it, like 8 or 9 guys?
Yeah.
So far. If we need more, we'll get more. But we got a lot of guys that are just waiting. Their only purpose is to build these things. And we got
that sounds rude as hell, dude.
Whatever. They're paid. But... our purpose is to really just teach them how to do it and then test them all. So we do have a team for it. It's not like just a couple dudes in a basement.
That's how it started.
We have a proper shop now and things are coming along. So
250.
How many pre-sold?
As of this morning this afternoon when we checked.
Steve, what's the last order?
33. We've got 17 left. 17 so left. Stop by the booth if you haven't gotten one yet if you want one.
Yeah, we will do like a wait list because we don't ask for any money up front to be on the list. So realistically, there will be some people that will drop out. But so we'll have a waiting list on top of that. But like you said, 17 left. Holy crap.
I know.
This is Here, I got to see where you're really from. Where are you from?
Are you talking originally or now?
Now.
Now?
Here.
Yes,
we're originally from here. And James is like down here.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of you guys put on a Skoda Michigan up on that band.
I don't know.
He's just got big hands.
Yeah, big hands, and there's the depth perception thing. I don't know. No, I'm from Pinconning, so.
Yeah,
we're all from Pinconning, actually. So.
Okay. Well, I was at Wordsmith for 2 years.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Anybody not from Michigan, just that's Michigan.
Right. The Lower Peninsula.
Oh, right. Do people still go?
They're just lucky we're not from Florida. That's all I'm saying.
No. All right, wait, a question back here.
How many do you guys expect to make?
We expect to make 250.
Yeah, we expect to make them all.
We expect to make them all, but that's up to everyone else to buy them.
I mean, if you count all these prototypes, it's going to be about 258.
Yeah.
Anybody else? There we go.
How are you guys going to handle replacement parts?
Oh, Marco's handling all that for us.
Yeah,
we haven't found anything yet that they can't give us. And the very few things we have designed that we can't make ourselves, they've given confidence that they can get it made if we give them a drawing of it. So anything we use, like the most usual parts, like your flipper assemblies and stuff like that, those are going to be off-the-shelf replacements of industry spec. Anything that we make, Marco Specialties will have it on their site, so it should just be, you know, a good old website order away.
We'll also, our ramps being made by the local company in the area where we live, we're actually going to have an overrun of each side of the ramp, just because we know ramps can be a pain in the butt to find for certain machines, and I've heard it from people, I've seen it, and, you know, dealt with it myself, so we're going to do an overrun. We're not sure how many we're going to overrun of each, but we'll get to that when we get to that, I guess. But we're going to have the molds. We're going to have machine molds made out of them, out of aluminum, so because they're thermoform, not injection. So we're actually going to have those so that if we don't have enough made, or, you know, 20 years down the line, somebody says, I need a ramp for my Predator, we could theoretically make one.
Yeah,
so.
Plus we will technically own the molds for those ramps. So if worst case scenario, we can just give that mold to Marco and they can offer those as well.
Anyone else? Please.
There we go. Not yet. Thankfully,
yes.
We haven't run into that yet. They helped us out with a little bit of a workaround for that. It all comes down to the art that we use, because that's the only thing that's outside of the realm of things they've okayed already. Like old promotional stuff and this and that. So it comes down to the art and what James decides to do. That has to be sent away to be okayed by everyone first, and that's when we get the okay back and we can go ahead and produce. But of course, if somebody says no, we have to change it.
And modify it to their liking. That's kind of like what happened with the Demolition Man Backlash. You know, they had some really awesome ones, you know, Folklore, Pinball. And Wesley Snipes just said no to all of them because he looked like a bad guy on it, and it was the start of his career, and he didn't want that image portrayed for him. So, and of course, it was the highest selling Dennis Nordman game. So,
I guess he had some good ideas.
Yeah. So,
a little bit of history for you guys while we're up here.
But I don't know anyone else. A couple more questions. Okay. I'm thinking time wise. Yep.
Is there any options or upgrades available? Once the machines are made,
like a LE or SSE or LMNOP. no, we think 250 is limited enough, honestly. But the only option that we really throw out is some people don't like LEDs as much. So our game, I love LEDs, but our game is obviously all colorful and it's got all these fancy LEDs in it, but. If you're not on board with the LEDs, you can just ask for a retro lighting package instead. It doesn't change the price or anything. So it's just a matter of preference. We might offer, like, if you want to go hardcore with it, we might offer, like, an ultra super duper bright version if you're that interested. Might throw another $100 or whatever. But there's no LEs or special editions or anything like that.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
Oh, the topper. The topper right now is up in the air. Sorry. The idea we had, if nobody else has heard of this, we're going to have a laser pointer with the tri-beam on top of the cabinet that when you hit the hunt mode, it will hit you with the laser right in your chest. Just kind of freak you out a little bit. But
we realize not everyone is 6'2".
Yeah, not everybody is the same height. And some kids, particularly my kids, will hit them right in the eyes. So it's, what do they call it, class 1 laser
product. Yeah, yes, class 1 laser device into someone's retina just kind of screams legal issues we don't feel like dealing with as of right now.
Yeah, so every time you open a new CD player, there's a warning on the back, and that's why that's there. So that being said, we're thinking about, this is not 100% yet, but we're considering just leaving the code in for it and leave it just like when you get your game, it'll just be in like a little baggie inside, like a goodie bag, and just like a little note that says, by installing this, I assume risk, and just bolt it up.
Tempting fate.
Right.
Right. But, Yes. We'll have a Bozo the Clown next to the Predator. You must be this tall to play.
Yeah.
If you're not old enough, put some earplugs on. But we're out of time based off the way he's moving towards us to grab the microphones. So, thank you guys for coming out. Stop by the booth. We'll be here all weekend, and we'll be here for another 6.5 hours.
I guess, yeah.
That really puts it in perspective.
My watch turned into a sparkly band.
I'll name it Edward.
Wow. Oh, one more thing before we go, guys. The game is up and playing, but it's also it's very verbose. It comes from a rated R movie, and we treat it as such. So if you have sensitive ears or have children with you, please keep that in mind, because it says some fairly awful things. Some at kind of
not awful, just inappropriate for anyone under.
There's a couple pretty awful ones.
Anyone who couldn't get into a rated R movie by themselves, maybe they need parental supervision.
Yeah, so if you're that parent, please keep it in mind when you come checking out. But please do come check the game out. It should be open in a couple minutes here, so come see us.
Yeah, the hall opens at 6, so go get some food and then come
check us out.
Yeah,
go get some food, come hang out, come check us out. Oh, also, if you dig the church, stand up and show the shirt.
Yes, this one.
Yeah, we really dig these shirts. So if you guys like them, we didn't have them ready for to have on hand now. The printer didn't. Okay. But they were nice enough to give us these first ones, these promo ones. So if you're interested in a shirt, we can take orders now. They come right to your house, and at Expo, we don't charge you for shipping costs or whatever. It's just as soon as we get home and we get our box, which is probably there right now, we'll just, check the list and send out your shirts. And we do hoodies and stuff, too. It's got a bunch of stuff. So anyways, come check us out right in the middle of the hall. And thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks.